Hi everyone, and welcome to Canadian True Crime. I'm Christy Lee. We're on a summer break and we'll be back with the new season in a few weeks, but there's always something happening behind the scenes. Today, I've got an invitation for those in the Toronto area. Join us at a memorial gathering for the 15th anniversary of Darcy Allan Shepherd's controversial death. More on that in a second. But just quickly, I'm excited to let you know that Apple Podcasts has included me and the show in their new Creators We Love feature, which is live right now on the Apple Podcasts browse page or the True Crime category page. So if you're here because you saw my photo as part of the feature, welcome. I'm glad to have you here. It's been over 7 years now since I started Canadian True Crime as a hobby, a creative project, to document full and accurate stories of thought-provoking crime cases. Episodes are scripted using facts already on the public record, like court documents and news archives, and often includes the participation of victims and survivors. My passion is going beyond the headlines to explore the underlying causes of crime and the pitfalls of the Canadian justice system, and then pass on everything I learn. There's more information about the podcast and me in the show notes and at canadiantruecrime.ca. Thanks again to Apple Podcasts for their continued support of indie shows like this one over the years. And if you like the show, tap the subscribe button at the top of the show page. Next, an invitation for those in the Toronto area. Saturday, August 31, is the 15th anniversary of the death of Toronto bike messenger Darcy Allan Shepherd. I want to let you know about a memorial gathering I'm attending at 3 p.m. near Yonge Street and Avenue Road in Toronto. Darcy's father, Allan Shepherd, and other loved ones will be there. Bike messenger and cycling advocates will be there, some press, and you're invited to join us. The gathering will be held at the White Ghost Bike at 151 Bloor Street West, the spot where Darcy Allan Shepherd died after a violent altercation with a convertible Saab driven by former Ontario Attorney General Michael Bryant. It was an extremely high-profile case that made national headlines, and the details of what actually happened that night in 2009 have been hotly debated for years. It's an extremely complicated, multi-layered case, and 2 years ago, Canadian True Crime released a highly detailed 6-part series to unravel it. So, starting tomorrow, we're going to release a new, remastered and edited down version of that series to commemorate the 15th anniversary of Darcy's death. Stay tuned for a trailer in just a second. So please join us if you can at 3 p.m. on Saturday, August 31 at the Ghost Bike at 151 Bloor Street West in Toronto, opposite the Tiffany & Co. Details in the show notes and on the website. And stay tuned over the next 4 days as we release the new 4-part series covering the case. As always, thanks for listening, and I'll see you in early September with the first episode of the new season.
I was just reporting a guy hit on a bike. The bike was in front of the car, and then the car just sped up and hit him. And then the guy went off his bike, and he jumped up on the side of the car, and the car just took off with the guy hanging on the side of his car.
This guy clung to his car, and he drove on the wrong side of the road with the guy trying to swing him off.
Okay, I know.
And there's blood everywhere.
And I saw the whole thing. The guy just...
Is the cyclist injured?
I don't know. He grabbed onto the side of the car, and the guy took off.
Former Ontario Attorney General Michael Bryant has been charged for his role in a fatal incident last night that resulted in the death of a cyclist. Police are alleging there was an altercation on Bloor Street West near Avenue Road just before 10 p.m.
In any event, it all ended for me on August 31st, 2009. A man died. His name is Darcy Allan Shepherd. I was charged in his death, and the charges were dropped 9 months later.
I couldn't believe it. He's got his light defense, but what about the prosecution?
This is not a good or evil situation where my son is the manifestation of total evil and Mr. Bryant is the manifestation of total good.
I can't control what they think and the conclusions that they've come to. And I've told my story, I've put it in the book, and people can accept it or not accept it.